Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, family, to the changing of the gods. Yes, we are in the midst of a civil war and the changing of the gods, the changing of the tides. Welcome, everybody. I'm doing two, Blog Talk and YouTube. Blog Talk, I'm going to give you the phone number in case you want to call in, and thank you, everybody, for joining now and who will join later on in the midst of the broadcast and who will be joining after the broadcast during the week. Thank you for taking your time out to join me. Thank you for just taking your time out to be concerned or just hearing me rant for, what, an hour and a half, 2 hours. I know there are other places you could have been. We are in for a treat today, but the phone number for Blog Talk Radio, in case you get tired of looking at my face, you can call me on Blog Talk Radio, and you can talk either on camera, on live, or you can call me at 563-999-3682. Okay, I'm going to give that to you again. It's 563-999-2. And we are going to talk about a few things. And the number one topic is trying to find out how do we as Black folks pull ourselves up out? How do we pull ourselves up and out? Okay, I know the Jews have done it, and we're going to kind of look at them. How did they do it? But I first want to talk about a couple of things before I get on that. We'll talk about that Jonathan Pryce, the young man that was gunned down, I think it was the day before yesterday, and he was gunned down. And name is Jonathan Pryce, and you know what? I'm upset because sometimes we don't recognize who our enemy is. And this is what's going on in this case. This young man, Jonathan Pryce, I'm just upset about his death, period. But I'm also upset because he one time was very vocal and supportive of the KKK in blue. Welcome, Andre. Welcome. Thank you for joining. He was very vocal about the police. I mean, he stood for the police, and he was very vocal about racism. He didn't have a problem with the police. He didn't think that they were a problem. And he was very vocal about this. Spoke about, you know, him loving white women, and he was sold out for white women. Welcome, Dee. And this Jonathan Pryce young man, this is the case of not knowing who your enemy is. It's very sad that he was so dedicated to the very people that gunned him down. He was very vocal and very supportive of them. But sometimes we are supportive of the wrong people. Just because we're on the wrong side of the track, things have to happen, or sometimes things happen to show us who our real enemy is. And when black folk don't understand who the enemy is, they act like treason. They have the treasonous behavior like Daniel Cameron, Candace Owens, and Joy Reid, and a few others of the non-black community. They want to be black, but they're not. No, I'm not even going to say they want to be black, because they don't even want to be black. Because most of these, some of them are married to our enemy, or their enemy. And you're sleeping next to the enemy, right, Daniel Cameron? Right, Candace Owens? They're sleeping next to their enemy and don't even recognize their open enemy, and you are going hard on your own, and you're caping for your frenemies. But in the meantime, you're Daniel Cameron are in a very powerful position, but you chose your enemies over your own, which is going to bite you in the butt. It always does, because they play. You know what? It's almost like Daniel is a, you know how cat and mouse, they play with the mouse at first before they kill them? Yes, he was the one that was breaking up the fight. Am I still buffering? Am I okay? Let me know. Am I still buffering? Hopefully I'm okay. I didn't pull it up today, so I'm hoping I'm okay. But I want to help us understand here, treasonous behavior will get you in trouble. Because, like I was explaining, you know how a cat and he gets his toys and he'll see a little mouse and he'll play with them, right? And then what happens? They kill the mouse, right? That's what happens with Jonathan Pryce. Sometimes we want to be friends so bad with our enemies, and he even made the statement that he was addicted to white women. Okay, your addiction will cost you too. The wrong kind of addiction will cost you. Being addicted to food will cost you. Being addicted to crack will cost you. Being addicted to white folk will cost you. And we have to understand that. We have to begin to recognize who our open enemy is, who our enemy is, and stop calling your enemies friends. Because when they get tired of playing, guess what? They're going to do exactly what they did to Bill Cosby. They're going to do exactly what they did to O.J. They're going to do exactly what they did to R. Kelly. And do I need that? Need I go on? We can go on and on and on. But this young man spoke very well of the police. And it was very disgusting behavior. It is time for us to deal with treason. That's treasonous behavior. If you are in power like Daniel Cameron is, he's in the power to do something for his own. And he has chosen not to, which is so sad. He has chosen to totally disregard what happened at Brianna's house. Because I'm going to tell you what, I guarantee you, if Brianna was white, she would have been in jail. She would have been in jail, right? But because she was black, they don't honor her life. And I go back to the Dred Scott case, okay? I go back to that case because we all know what that case said, okay? There's nothing that a white man, a black man, could do or say that the white man is bound to respect, right? That's true. There's a law in Virginia books that say, that now, they were killing so many black folk in slavery days, the white women were. They were killing those babies because the master would have babies with the slave women, and they were killing those babies at an alarming rate, and those women couldn't do anything about it. So what they do, they created a law that says if you commit a murder while disciplining your slave, so everybody that they murdered, they would say, oh, we were disciplining them, and they died. So the law is still on the Virginia books. Yes, they did away with the law, but you know how many know that some of those laws is, what used to be on the book is still there, right? Some of those laws that used to be on the book is still there. I'm going to pull it up too, DNC, if I'm buffering or not. Let me pull it up. But now they'll say that those laws are done away with. And me and a guy at work were talking, and he was, you know, we were talking about the funding, and we were talking about dismantling the police, and we were talking about, you know, some of the laws. And he said, well, you know, some of those laws are done away with. I said, yeah, they're supposed to be done away with, but we know they still go by them. Because if you tell me that there was a slave law that said that, wow, that said, hold on, I'm trying to pull this up real quick. If you tell me that there was a slave law on the books that said that you could actually murder a slave, and if you were in the process of disciplining that slave, that you wouldn't be able to, you don't have to face any felony charges. I'm looking at that, and that looks like it's still true till today, right? That's a law that's still true today, okay? I don't care what nobody's saying, but it's still a law that's true today. But until we understand what's really going on, until we do something, nothing is going to get better for us. I was looking at the NFAC, and I was looking at this weekend. They were in Louisville. Was it Louisville? No. They was in Louisiana. Sorry, you guys. Lafayette, Louisiana. And dealing with the clay, that congressman that, you know, said some of the ugly stuff about the NFAC, which you only know they're only threatened by the NFAC because they're black men with guns. And I saw a lot of black folk. I'm still seeing a lot of black folk going against this brother. My thing is everybody has their part to do. And if you're doing your part, you don't have time to be disrespectful of somebody else's part. And I, you know, read some of the comments, which is weird, just that we are so busy fighting against each other because of the mentality and the Willie Lynch and the Stockholm Syndrome and all this crazy PSD that we get, the PSDS that we have, PTSD that we have going on, that we are actually, we don't have to, you just look at a black person that's trying to help you out or trying to help you get out of something or trying to help free black folks. And I'm telling you, the whole country, the whole slew of black folks come against you because we are so used to being slaves. We are so used to being at the bottom. We are so used to being told that we're nothing. We're so used to feeling like nothing. So we go after each other and we totally leave Massa alone, right? Which is so crazy. I don't understand it, but whatever. We're going to leave that alone. But they talked about one guy that was talking so much crap about NFAC. He said that somebody in his group discharged a weapon. And I went to the video and I looked at Grandmaster and I went to him to see what he said about it. And he said, well, you know, people were saying this and the other. And I don't even think he really pays any attention, but he was telling you what happened out there. And what really happened was, nobody, it wasn't even somebody that was in their group, because I heard when he told them not to even put a round in your weapon. Okay, I did hear when he said that when I turned the video on. I heard him saying, do not put a round in your weapon. And nobody did, but the person that the gunfire, and what it looked like it was somebody down the street, but it looked like it was somebody that was either paid to do it, it looked like it was somebody that wasn't in their group, but they were being used by the FBI or the police to wreak havoc, to come out there to cause damage, to come out there and cause problems for the NFAC. But I'm going to tell you how y'all watched out for the NFAC. They were supposed to go in that direction, but they hadn't made it there yet. So this person kind of jumped the gun a little bit, and the shots fired. So if NFAC had been down there, they would have gotten blamed for it, and possibly a gun whatever, could have probably broken out, because I think the sentence was there and some other stuff, but it really ended well. But when y'all is behind it, you have to look at this, you guys. He may not be doing everything right according to what you want him to do, but considering the way things are working out, you have to understand that it is a higher power behind him. He went down there in order to check on the Terrell, the one young man, Trayford Pillion. The 31-year-old that was shot by police and killed, that's why he was there. He was really down there to kind of see about the Trayford Pillion case, okay, and also about the congressman. But we have to understand, we have to really see it for what it's really worth. Sometimes when we do things a little different and it doesn't look like what we're used to seeing, then we start talking because it's not like anything else we've ever seen. So, oh, my God, you're going to get us killed. And I'm looking at the people that say that, and I say, well, we're already dying. So how is he going to get you killed? Self-killed because you're not doing anything. And you're going to get self-killed because you're trying to hang out with your frenemy. You're going to get yourself killed because you're not recognizing your enemy. You're going to get yourself killed because you really are so blinded to truth that you are believing what white folk has been telling us for years. Okay? But my thing is, I appreciate it, and I hope that we can get our own defense, because I do believe that we need our own defense, and I believe that once it's called on to that we do have our own defense, that we would see less and less of this. Okay? Because we can, you know, and I keep telling people, okay, start your own. You can get your chapter in Kentucky. You can get your own chapter in Michigan. You can get your own chapter in Illinois. So if he's not doing it right, you get your own chapter, and you do it better. That's all I say, instead of running your mouth and going against each other, and we online talking about the man and all this crazy stuff, going back and forth. It's just so stupid to me. I don't understand it. But I just look at people, and I shake my head, because I'm like, I'm going to step back, and I'm going to watch and see what happens with him. And I'm going to watch and see the people that's running their mouth. Are they going to ever get tired of running their mouth? And just do your own, good Lord, your own defense, okay? But, you know, I think we are so damaged as black folk that when we see things that are kind of different, we don't know how to handle it. But this young man, I have a mosquito in my, oh, I have a mosquito in here, you guys. I'm sorry. I'm trying to kill him because I want him to bite me. But, and I'm going to get him. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to get this mosquito. Okay, we have to understand that, dang, that thing got me all focused. I'm like looking around now because I hear my room that will get bit. But let's talk about, and I know I'm going to say something else, hopefully it'll come back to me. It's almost like the COINTELPRO. You remember back in the day we had the COINTELPRO, and they would send different ones to come in and kind of disrupt the atmosphere. With this one, NFAC, they can't get to the different people because they don't know the identity of a lot of the members, okay? And that's what's going on there. And then I saw him reading the papers that he filed with the UN on the other day, and he said, we can pull them up, but I didn't even bother pulling them up. I'm just waiting to see what is going to happen with the NFAC, with the UN papers that they did file, trying to deem us as a nation so that you can get reparations, because the only way they're saying that you can get black folks can get reparations, you can't get reparations being of color. You have to have a flag and you have to be a nation. So he's in the process of doing that, which I see the brother doing some great things. Just wait to see the end of it, the outcome, which I think is going to be really good. So we just be patient and we watch and then we wait and see what's going to happen. And we just don't judge, because I think if you're doing your part, that y'all have put you on this earth to do, you ain't going to have time to judge somebody else or be in somebody else's business. That's just how I feel, okay? Also, wanted to talk about, you remember the officer that shot Brooks, Rashard Brooks, okay? Found out that this officer, Garrett Ross, is that his name? He was fired. But guess what? He was involved in another shooting in 2015. Did you know that? The officer that they pressed charges on that shot and killed Rashard Brooks, he was in another shooting in 2015. Did you guys know that? Okay. Now, this guy, the man's name, he was unarmed, and he's black again, and the man's name was Jackie Jermaine Harris, okay? And you know the cop is right now facing felony charges. But he also lied on the police report then, too. There's a lot of that going on, you guys, that, you know, a lot of lying on these police reports, right? But my thing is, what happens when the police is found out? Because they're supposed to be fired. Okay, Daniel Cameron is supposed to be brought up on charges, but because he's part of their clan and part of their house, and he's one of their frenemies, then they're going to look out for their own because they're not done using him. But if they was done using Daniel Cameron, he would be in jail. They would be filing charges against him. And that's the sad part about it, because we don't even understand that when white folk use you, when they get done playing with you, they destroy you, okay? We fail to realize that. We think we're different when we allow them to use us, okay? We think, oh, my God, I'm getting in good with them. But you ain't getting any good with nobody because they're looking at you. They don't like you either. They don't like the ones like ourselves, and they really can't stand the bootlegs. They really can't stand them. But they say, well, you know, we're going to use them while we can, and when we get down, we're going to dispose of them. And that's all it is. That's all that's about. But we have to understand that with this officer, he shot the guy seven times, okay? But one shot hit him, but he didn't die. That was the only thing. He didn't die, okay? But it's just so amazing at how if they had arrested him back in 2015, then Rayshard Brooks would be still alive, right, family? Rayshard Brooks would still be alive. And that's the sad part about it because back in 2015 and 16, 17, they weren't putting anybody in jail. They weren't arresting. Well, I think they maybe arrested one. Oh, God, my phone keeps falling. I think they did arrest one, okay, one. But for real, they weren't really arresting police officers, not like now, okay? Now I can see the tides turning, but I'm really concerned and I really want to see what's really going to happen with this Breonna Taylor case because now I see that they leaked some more photos with Kenneth and her, you know, with the gun and some other stuff. But my thing is, you're guilty, you're wrong, go to jail, stop lying, you should be brought up on charges. Zaire Shabazz, hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so amazing at how we should always, I keep looking at the comments and they kind of throw me off on, you know, when I'm horny and I have to keep my focus. So if I don't look at the comments, you guys, I do appreciate you guys being here. I just have to stay focused. But if he had been, in 2015, if he had been arrested, then Rayshard Brooks would still be alive. And that's the sad part about it. Even I look at Tatiana, the one that, Tatiana that was shot and killed. The one bullet that killed her, unfortunately, not only killed her, but it killed her dad and it killed her mom. Okay? One bullet took three lives, and that's the sad part about it. But we're going to look into some things, and we're going to find out what is it going to take. I know I want to touch a little bit about voting also because we are so crazy and we so trying to run to the polls and we try. I look at, you know, Carmela, look at my Carmela. Love you too, Zaire. we look at Carmela and I look at Joe Biden and I see a female Joe Biden. That's what I see. I see Carmela Harris. I look at her record. I look at Joe Biden's record. And this is how much they thought of black folk, that he went and got a woman that black folk had already said no to in the primaries, right? And then he turned around and said, I don't care what you say, I'm going to give it to you anyway. So I think what we need to do is show him that we're not going to pick you, nor are we going to pick her, because he's disrespectful, period. He doesn't acknowledge black people. He's not promising black folk anything. His record sucks when it comes to black folk. Her record sucks also when it comes to black folks, and which is so sad because we don't understand that I think we deserve a whole lot better than the Democrats are offering us. If we were really look at the history of the Democrats, we would really be like, I'm not voting for them. I'm not even going to. I am checking out of this until we as black folk get to the point where we are putting money in the game and we're putting money behind our candidates. We don't even need to run to the polls. Let me just tell you, let me show you how the Jews do it. They have AIPAC, right? IAPAC, okay? That's a company that they use, that they put money into. That company will go to the Congress or Senate, whoever they're backing, and give them millions of dollars and say, okay, this is what law we want you to back. This is what laws we want to change. This is the laws we want to put on the books. That's how they get what they need. It's not about voting. Jews don't run to the polls and vote. Dr. Claude Anderson told us, he said, put skin in the game, put money in the game, put money behind somebody, didn't he? He said, buy your politicians. Didn't he tell us that? So why are we still trying to vote? We have not put any money behind anybody, but we are so busy trying to vote, and we're not getting anything because people are like, you're not putting no money in the game. Why would they do something for a black folk when you are not putting any money behind anybody? Just like Paul Howard, he stood up and he brought charges against the Rayshard, the police officer that shot Rayshard Brooks. He brought felony charges against that police officer. You know what black folk did? We didn't even back him. We totally didn't back him. Then the police union, they put up a woman who's working for them, Miss Fannie Mae Willard, Miss Fannie Mae Fannie. She's actually working for the police union. Rayshard Brooks, his attorney, put money in back to back her. So who do you think she's going to defend? She's not going to defend that dude. She is going to defend the police officer because that's who she works for, because that's who put money behind her. That's how this game works. I don't understand why we've not figured that out yet. You got to put skin in the game. You got to put money behind somebody. We don't have to run to vote for anybody. We can just, okay, find somebody and say, okay, this is what we're going to give you, millions of dollars. Okay, because we work $1.2 trillion. Put some money behind a candidate, and we stand behind that person, put that person in office, and that person will put some laws, some books, laws on the books for us. But go ahead and vote for Biden and Carmella. Carmella, her record sucks when it comes to black men. She hates black men because of her dad. She hates black men because of how her dad, you know, wasn't there to support her. And ain't no telling what her mom told her about black men. And look at her record. Her record sucks when it comes to black men. But you mean to tell me that that's all the choices we can make is Carmella and Joe Biden, who both of them hate black folks? Look at their records. We can't look at them and look at today and say, oh, we're not going to look back 20 years ago. That was 20 years ago. No, Biden has been in Senate and Congress. Then he was Congress, right? No, he was Senate, I think. Then he might have been Congress. I don't know. He was one of them. Then he turned around. He was vice president for 8 years. And let me tell you about Obama. This is what the Democrats didn't do for black folks. You know the water in Detroit is jacked up, right? The water in Detroit is jacked. But guess what? When they went to Obama and they asked him for, how much was it? It was $55 million. They needed in order to straighten the water, to fix the water in Detroit. They said, decree us a state of emergency, give us $55 million so that we can fix the water. You know what he said? He said, no. He gave them $5 million. But then before he left office, he gave the Jews $38.5 billion. I'm going to let you chew on that one for a minute. This is what I'm talking about, this coonish, this treasonous behavior. When you have black folks in office, in these powerful positions that can do something for their own, but they won't. Why? Because white folks have vetted them. White folks have trained them. White folks have put the money behind them, and they're backing them, just like we need to do. We start putting money behind some people, and we can get some things done. We can get some laws changed. We can get these police, we can get them defunded. We can get them dismantled. We can get them debunked. We can get them dismantled, which they need to be. And a guy at work asked me, Cassie, you want us to, what, dismantle the police? Then we won't have any police? I said, no, that's not what I'm saying. Dismantle the race soldiers. Dismantle the slave catchers. Yes, they changed the name, but they left the job description the same. Let's change the job description now. Instead of them being race soldiers, instead of them being slave catchers, let's break it down. Let's relay the foundation and build it up from the ground up. That is the only way things are going to change. And the ones that have a record now, as far as being, racial issues, that has had racial behavior, disciplinary problems, being race, you know, racism, let's do something about that. They need to lose their job. Let's go through all of the police records and see who's, as far as the grand jury. We need to just pull up all the old grand juries. We need to go back and look at Michael Brown's, when the grand jury, when he went to the attorney general, went to the grand jury for the Michael Brown case. We need to see what was said in that grand jury, because Cameron did what he did. How do you know the other grand juries, the attorney general, didn't do the same thing in the past? We need to pull up their old records. We need to pull up some stuff. We need to do some investigating, and we need a separate entity that will investigate the police officers. So when a shooting does happen, why are the police investigating themselves? Who's going to say, yeah, we messed up? We're going to, no, that way they're going to cost millions of dollars. If we have an outside entity made up of myself and UD, we could be part of that outside entity that could go and investigate some of these officers and investigate some of these incidents that's going on. Let's investigate to see what's really going on, and we can bring up charges and say, okay, this is what happened, this is what we want, this is what we need, and this is what we want the outcome to be. We need for more of these officers to go to jail. We need more of these officers to be charged. We don't need you just firing them. But I appreciate you firing them. That means they cannot go and get a job anywhere else, but I want you to bring them up on charges. It's not just about firing them. It is about bringing these officers, these racist KKK members, up on charges. Because for me, firing is not enough. That's not enough. So, I've seen the debate, but I still say she's a miniature Joe Biden. Joe Biden just put a person that looks like him on the ticket. They had his pass. That's going to do nothing different, nothing for black people. But it just amazes me how we keep running to the polls thinking something, thinking white supremacy is going to save black folks. White supremacy is not going to save black folks. She looks black, you guys, but she is not black. Deep down, look at her record. You saw how many, look at her California record. She kept people in jail, black men in jail on purpose. Her record was she had more black men in jail. I mean, it was at an alarming rate at how the Chinese and the white folk and black folk were still up there. Even though Chinese went to jail and the white folk went to jail, but when it came to black folk, it was crazy, a crazy number. But then when it was time for them to get out, she wouldn't let them out because she said it was cost them state too much money because they had free labor. Okay, she really worked that constitution, huh? When they said if you go to jail, you back a slave, huh? She really worked that one, huh? Didn't she? Yeah, I know. I know she did, but that's okay, because her days are numbered. Her time, as anything, should be, she should never, ever, ever hold another public office, just like Daniel Cameron. You guys should remember him and never, ever, ever vote for him to be anything. If they don't appoint him to be something, then he should never, ever, 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 ever hold another public office. And now for the police officers to be leaking these photos of Breonna, I don't care what photos you can, I have a photo of me at the gun range. What? You come, something happened to me, you're going to show a photo of me at the gun range? Please, give me a break. Give me a break. Just because, you know, everybody black needs to have a gun. And just because you see a picture with a black person with a gun, does that mean that they're a criminal? No. White people have guns all the time. You don't label them criminals. KKK. They're killing people. You don't label them as criminals. They burning folks. They burning houses, burning crosses. Hanging folks, you don't label them as criminals, do you? So what's the problem? When you see a black man with a gun now, they got to be criminals? No. NFAC, they have guns. Are they criminals? No. We need to get used to the NFAC. We need to get used to them coming out and protecting us. This is what we do need to get used to, you guys. Okay? Typing in my thing here. I'm trying to make sure that I'm good. Can you guys still see me? I hope you can. That's what I want to see. Okay. You know what, you guys, when y'all come in, like and share. I just want to try to get the rhythm up here. Like and share, you guys. Like and share. Okay. I think I'm pretty good. Okay. Now, I really want to talk about the Jews, and I'm going to pull it up as far as I want to read something to you as far as how they did it. How did they do it? How did they pull themselves up by the bootstraps? Okay. Like, what they always say we need to be doing, right? How do they do it? Okay, I'm going to read something to you. And they are dominating everything. They are dominating the movies. They're dominating and all type of entertainment. And what really bothers me is that the way the Jews did it, our entertainers could have done it, okay? Our entertainers, if they could then pull their money together, they can do exactly what you see the Jews doing, they could do also. Exactly what you see the Jews doing, they could have done it. But they chose not to. They chose to keep depending on master, keep depending on people that didn't like you, keep depending on people that was doing some cruddy stuff in Hollywood. From what I'm understanding, Hollywood, if you getting up there, you are doing some crazy stuff. So I don't think I would want to have anything to do with Hollywood, considering what they were doing and are doing even till today. As far as the orgies and the blood drinking and all crazy stuff. It's just ridiculous. But my thing is, it's so sad how our people, like I heard when, what's the boy name? Nick Cannon, when he was, he said he made Vlad, oh no, was it that? Whoever, Vicon. He made them like billions, $1 billion. I think that's very, that's sad. If you built an empire for Viacom, but you didn't build it for yourself, that's sad. That's really sad. If you had $1 billion, if you made them $1 billion, and none of that money went toward your own, that's crazy. This is where Poweronomics come in. This is where group economics come in. If you have Nick Cannon, you have Ice Cube, if you have Snoop Dogg, if you have entertainers, okay, you have NFL, you have the football league, you have basketball league, you have entertainers that's doing music and movie stars and rappers, and how come all of them could not put their money together, okay, and do what the Jews did, just make it black community? We support our own. We buy their music. We watch our own TV. Because I'm going to tell you what, the movies that the Jews putting out with these slave movies, I'm not going to watch another slave movie, because we were not slaves all of our lives. We were queens, kings. Let's start putting out some of those movies, black folks, in my entertainment. Let's start putting out how great black folks were. Let's start watching movies how we ran the country. Let's start watching movies how we were kings and queens running tribes. Let's start making movies how we were running industries and we were running manufacturers and, you know, Black Wall Street. They came to us for products and produce, didn't they? They came to us for orders. Let's start making movies about us being in charge, because that's what it's getting ready to come to. The changing of the gods is here. The changing of the gods is here, family. Let's start seeing movies. Let's start producing movies that's going to make us, show us who we really are. Show us in charge. Show us how great we are. Show us how great it is to be black. Let's start making movies like that. That could have been done, but we don't want to separate. I don't know why. Because the movies that the Jews putting out in Hollywood, they're disgusting. They make you look like hoes. They make you look like drug dealers. They make you look like pimps. They make you look like all kind of crazy. Never fathers of families. They always get you being a drug dealer. You're pimped out. You're selling your body, and you're dressing like just terrible stuff. That's just crazy stuff. We got to get to the point where we are separating and we are supporting our own. When we see, for instance, the Jews made, they have a foundation called, hold on, the HIAS, okay? And they have the APAC, okay? The HIAS, they are included, they really help immigrants, okay? Like the Jews that's coming in from other countries, they are able to go to them, get food, clothing, and monies that they need, housing that they need, and it's almost like they take care of them until they get on their feet. This is what we as black folks need to produce. But we can call ours the Hebrew Israelites helping Israelites, the HIHI, Hebrew Israelites helping Israelites. Okay? I'm just saying. I'm just giving it a name. I'm throwing a name out there. Y'all help me out. They'll talk back to me. I'm just saying. I want y'all to help me to brainstorm here. How can we get ahead? How can we pull ourselves up? They want us to pull ourselves up with no help. We can do this. We're worth $1.2 trillion, but guess what it's going to take? It's going to take you pulling your money away from them and you putting it into your own. I want to come up with a foundation when the African diasporas that want to move back to Africa. And I don't know if this is a good idea. You guys listen to my thinking and let me know what you think. The same way that they have created this HIAS, I'm going to see, what did it stand for? It stands for, hold on, I wrote it down. The APAC stands for American Israel Public Affairs Committee. That's the APAC, AIPAC. Okay, and the HIAS stands for, hold on, I wrote it down. I know I did. I hope I did. I know I did somewhere. Oh, my goodness. Let me see. Lasting Americans, they have to hold on their own. Hold on, let me see. I know I wrote it down. I can't read. Oh, okay, here it is. It's the Hebrew Immigrant Society formed. Okay, and it was formed in 1881. Okay, that's how old this thing is. And it's called the Hebrew immigrant aid society. Okay. So my thing is, if they can create foundations and they can put money toward foundations, and it wouldn't take but black folks sending in maybe $10 a month, $20 a month to help the diasporas get back to Africa, just like Marcus Garvey, how he did, okay? He had a foundation, okay? And people were sending money in so he could actually get the ships that it was going to take for him to go to use to go back to Africa. Remember, they had all of this. Why aren't we doing it today? Why aren't we helping each other today? It is going to take us helping each other. They help each other. Why can't we? I'm telling you. Let me just read some of the stuff that these Jews did. You guys, they control 58% of the metal trade, okay, which is and 22% of the grain, 39% of the textiles. I mean, they had the theaters. They controlled the theaters. They controlled the Jewish directors, the film scripts and the films. Even though they were disgusting and vulgar, they still dominated the film industry, okay? And this is where we should have came in at, and we should have said, okay, if these are the kind of films you're going to make, we're going to make our own films. And we could have came against them, but we didn't. And we're still looking crazy. We're still not coming against them, okay? The news and the communication industry, okay, Jewish, okay? The Jews watch out for themselves. Say, like, if we have a Jewish company, and this is what white folks do anyway, so it's nothing new. Jews, you know, a Jewish company, and I come in there and I'm looking for a job, and a Jewish man come in there, you already know Jewish, they're going to watch out for each other. That's what we should be doing. Let me tell you, in this city where I live, there's a lady, she's in City Hall, and she does the hiring. And that woman, honey, she ain't hiring nobody black. It might be, you might go in that class, and you might see two or three out of 50 white folks that she's hired. I'm serious. The city, working for the city. I remember black folk. Remember black folk used to work for the city. Remember that? Remember black folk used to work for the city. Now, who works for the city? White folks. Because they know that the city is paying money. Okay, the state is paying money. So they got all government jobs. They give them to white folks. And then make you work at McDonald's. But I'm telling you, if you don't get out here and do your own business, you guys are crazy. We should be setting up our own business, and we should be supporting each other. We could have mom and pop stores in on every corner, just a little bitty store that in your community or that black folk can go to, like a store, because we need our own grocery stores. We might not get a store as big as Walmart's right now, but we need our own grocery store. We need our own store on the corner. We need our own store to where we can go and get our eggs and go and get our meat. I remember back in the day, we used to, a man would come around and he would get your order for your meat, and he'd say, okay, next Friday, you paid him for your meat. Next Friday, he'd go, get your meat, bring it back that next Friday, or maybe that next Tuesday or Wednesday, he would come to the same spot, and everybody would come and pick up their meat. Remember that? I remember that, because I grew up in Indiana, and my mom had a friend, and he used to get all the whole everybody's meat, and he'd go, I don't know where he got the meat from. I don't know where this man, but he had ribs, and he had shrimp, and he had everything, sausages, breakfast sausages, he had eggs, he'd have everything you could name, he'd have any kind of meat, and he'd bring it to that certain location, and everybody would order from him. They would come and pick up their orders, and you could also get more orders. You know, you could make another order, or you could buy from him that same day. I'm just saying, this is what we need to do. Stop looking for white folks to do for us. We do for us. We can do this, okay? And until we pull ourselves up, because that's what it's going to take us doing us, we have to support each other. Everybody I know, we're not going to get everybody. It's okay. But the ones we can get, let's make it happen. Let's start giving toward these different foundations that we create. We create our foundations, and we put five or six people on the board. So it's not going to just – it's going to take five people putting their signature on a piece of paper for you to get out any money. It's going to take five people. It's not going to take one person, and you collect all the money, and then that one person holding all the money. No. It's going to take several people. When we run in this entity, when we run in this little, I want to call it the Hebrew Israelites foundation, you know, to help us get back and forth, to help us come back and forth, get to the diaspora, to have a place to live, a place, you know, different people that have properties. You can register your property, and we can pay you their rent up for at least 6 months so they can get on their feet. You know what I'm saying? This can be done, you guys. It's going to take us doing this. It's going to take us doing this, okay? We also talking about the news and communication industry. They just outrun everything. Okay. authors and building books and writing books and producing books and all of this stuff. Who you think doing it? The Jews, okay? America financial industry, okay? It's Jewish, okay? Franchise from Federal Reserve Bank, mortgages, and financing in other industries, Jewish, okay? Other professions like, let me see, stocks, Jewish. A lot of Jewish attorneys are Jewish. Now, did you know the Israeli company does the entire billing for most American sales and regular phone systems, okay? Come on now, you guys. These are the Jews doing this. They got their hand in everything. And guess what? America has allowed it. Our schools, the books that they choose, it's a lot of Jewish on our school board, Jews, okay? So this is why you see them, Betty and Betty and Sam and Sam, or Sam and Tom, marriages. They don't send their children to our schools because they know what they're doing, the damages they're doing to our children. So you don't see very many of our children in their children in our schools, but they have their own schools for their own children because they are teaching our children vulgarity. This is why Hitler murdered or killed. This is where the Holocaust came in, because he said that the Jews were perverting his country, and that's why he said he killed a lot of them, but he also killed black Jews. Don't forget, there were some black Jews up in there too now. Let's not forget, okay? Let me see what else. I mean, this is stuff that we can do for ourselves, you guys. Talking about the medicine, you have a vast overrepresentation of medicine Jewish, okay? We did talk about the doctors, okay, 48% lawyers and 53%, 42% doctors and 48%. I'm sure it's probably, this was back in 90, this study is kind of old, so I'm sure it's probably higher than this now, okay? Now, you don't forget who supplies money for war, the Jews, okay? So they make a lot of money when we go to war. Remember, back in the day, World War I, World War II, it was financed by the Jews, the reserve, financed by the Jews, Federal Reserve, okay, which is not even anything tied to the government. But they got you guys thinking that the Federal Reserve is tied to the government, right? It's not. It's private owned citizens, Jewish, okay? Don't forget, Jewish, because they say if the one who owns the money holds the power. They always said that the one that owns the money holds the power. Don't you forget that. Family, we don't own anything. And they've done it on purpose. But guess what? With group economics, you see in the 19 families bought land. Group economics, we can do it. We can pull our money together. We can get our own grocery store. We can pull our money together. We can get our own laundromat or whatever it is we need. You can get your own electrical company nationwide, because we have black folks all over. You guys can pool your money. Like minds come together, and we develop. We develop manufacturers. What is something that we need manufactured? Look at that's a service that's needed. You get your group together, and you manufacture that thing, and we buy it from you guys. We buy what we need from each other. This is the only way that it's going to work, that we're going to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps that we don't have. They've always said pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. They always told us that. And then they gave you flip-flops. Oh, I'm just saying. Oh, my goodness. Lord have mercy. But, oh, man, I'm just saying. My prayer every day is bring judgment down on America. I'm sorry, you guys. My prayer every day is bring judgment down on America. Bring judgment down on America. Bring judgment down on these judges that have privatized the prisons. Bring judgment down on these racist cops that's shooting Israel. And I want you to cover Israel. And every day, this is my prayer. Wake up, Israel. My prayer is that Yahshua, wake up Israel so that we will understand who we are and that we can walk in our right, who we really are. We can walk in our rightful position. We can walk in who we were created to be. And we can help each other to wake up, because it is time for us to wake up, smell the coffee, and do what we need to do as a group for ourselves and stop looking for white supremacy, racist Trump, and racist Biden. And it just blows me away how I hear people saying, oh, my God, Trump is racist. I'm like, dummy, they all racist. What are you talking about? Democrats are the most racist ever. They were so behind slavery. Don't you guys get it? Oh, my God. We've been voting for white supremacy all this time, and we don't even know it. We have been voting for white supremacy all this time, and they have been killing you, the Clintons. I mean, you can name every Democrat president. Name me one law that any Democratic president has done for us. And some people say, well, what about Trump? We're not talking about Trump. We're not talking about Republicans. We are talking about Democrats because we are devout Democrat voters, right? So we have to hold the voters. We have to hold who we vote for. We have to hold them accountable. We have to hold their feet to the fire because we are sold out Democrat supporters that we support the Democrats no matter what they do to us, no matter what laws come out, because Clinton came out with a law too, okay? Not only did Joe Biden come out with a law, but Clinton came out with the three strikes, right? I'm just saying, and we are devout. We love the Clintons. Why do you love the Clintons? When she told you, Margaret Sanger is her hero. Margaret Sanger, if anybody knows, was a Planned Parenthood woman that created Planned Parenthood. But Hillary told you guys, Margaret Sanger was her hero. But Margaret Sanger was genocide of black folks. Whoa. And y'all still love this woman? Are you crazy? What is wrong with black folks? What is wrong with us? We are crazy about the Clintons. And the Clintons are the most racist. Did you know what they did to Haiti? Read your history. Look up what the Clintons did to Haiti. This is why Haiti is starving today. Haiti was number one until Clinton got his behind in office. When he got in office, he stole and snatched everything away from Haiti. He took everything. Haiti was the capital. They was on the top of the world. They was building everything. Everything was made in Haiti. And when Clinton got into office, he stripped Haiti of nothing. He shipped everything out that was made in Haiti. He shipped it out, and now Haiti got to go out and buy stuff from other countries, and they charged them double. Come on, you guys. Come on, you guys. Look at your history, black family. Black family. Please, stop. They just think we just crazy. Read your history. There's a book. Where's my book at? Where's my book? By Muhammad. I love my Wesley Muhammad, Dr. Wesley Muhammad. Black Men, Black Masculinity, Black, I can't think of it. I don't have the book in front of me. But look up Dr. Wesley Muhammad, his book, and you read that book. It's amazing. And it talks about the black man, the black masculinity. I can't remember the whole title. I wish I could find it. I wish the book was in here, but it's not. Oh, man, I almost want to go get it, but I'm not. But look it up, and I want you guys to order it, and I want you guys to start reading it so that you can understand what's really going on in America, okay? What's really going on. It's too late to even ask Biden for anything because we've not been asking for anything. We've just been given our vote for free. We've not been asking for anything. So how do we pull ourselves up by the bootstraps that we don't have? Because we have flip-flops on, right? But they said pull yourselves up. I just told you how. We pull our money together. We do group economics with us. Everybody's not going to do it, but the ones that do want to do it, we support. If you know somebody that has a like mind that we can do, like, say, for instance, we can get vendors together, okay, because I know people want their own business, but they don't know where to get the clients from. We have vendors, okay? For instance, you can get a place, and I think I've talked about this before, but I want you guys to listen. We can get a place, okay, and you can rent the place for like maybe if we do it every Saturday or we do the vendors like once a month, the person that will rent it to you will probably rent it to us for like $150, $200. We charge $60 for each vendor, and we get 14, 15 vendors in that spot, okay? And we get vendors from massage techs, nail techs, plumbers, electricians, carpenters, tamarind builders, boat builders. I'm just throwing stuff out there. We get car mechanics in there, and everybody bring your card. We advertise it, and for instance, the massage tech will charge you maybe for a 30-minute or 15-minute massage, she'll charge you $10. Well, a 30-minute massage, she'll charge you, $15. I'm just coming up with a price. I'm just saying. But that way, she'll give you her card, and you'll know she's there, and you know she exists, okay? That's one way of us coming together and us developing our own, okay? And we can do this in every city, Chicago, every Saturday. The people in Chicago, people in Wisconsin, people in Kansas, the people in Kentucky, the people in Alabama, the people in Mississippi. You can do it every Saturday from state to state developing. We can have people, for instance, say for instance one person wants to kind of start a store. We start giving them like $15 or $10 to help them purchase the produce and the stuff that's going to be needed. Or we find a meat company that we can order from, and that Saturday you come there and you take orders Saturday, and that next Saturday or maybe that next Tuesday you can meet the people somewhere and you can give them their order. Or maybe if you take an order Saturday, you can go Monday and pick up the stuff and meet them on Monday. I'm just saying, we have to start somewhere, family. If we don't start somewhere, we'll never get to where we need to be. And it's all about us coming together, supporting each other. If we don't support each other, it'll never last. We'll never get ahead. We'll never get to where we need to be. We can come, it's called group economics. You know who talks about this? Claude Anderson. He has a book, and I'm going to get this. It talks about how to create a business. It talks about how to handle money, what to do with money. He has a whole, like 5 or 6 books, and it's like, I'm thinking $100 for all of them, and I want to get it for my granddaughter. I'm just trying to wait until she's old enough and, you know, to be able to read these books. But I know she wants her own business, and guess what? I am going to help her to get it. My granddaughter will not ever have to work for anybody. My granddaughter will have her own business because she's doing it now. Does hair, went to classes, doing braids for her little friends, and charging a little more. You know, I'm just saying, this is a great way for us to train and teach her now that she can have her own business. And I tell her all the time, you're going to have your own. I told her, I said, when you get your little $20 or $40, whatever you get from your little client, you take $30 and buy your piece of silver. You take 20 of those dollars and you buy you some Bitcoin. This is what I'm teaching her now. My thing is, what are you teaching your grandchildren? It starts with you, family. If we don't start something new, they'll grow up. We'll pass on the same struggle. We'll pass on the same generational curses. We'll pass on the same hardship. We'll pass on the same debt that our peers passed on to us. So when are we going to do it different? How are we going to do it different? You guys, like and share, please. Hit the thumbs up button, please. Like and share for me. I appreciate everybody that tuned in. I do. I appreciate everybody. But I want us to do better. I want us to get to the place where we can do for self, that we can stop relying on people giving them our vote, and we look up and we're still in the same spot. When are we going to understand that it's not about us voting? It's not. If you vote locally, and how many on here actually want to run for mayor, actually want to run for city council? When you run for mayor, when you run for city council, you need at least, if you want to be a mayor, you have 3 of your friends that can take up the city council seat. You can start now because every 2 years you run for city council. You can start now. You can get people to back you to pay maybe $10. And I'm staying small because I'm just saying a lot of black folks just don't have a lot of money. But we can take a collection up, okay, for each one of your friends, and their friends collect maybe $15 per pay or $10 per pay. That's $20 a month. And you put it in a little kitty. And you put it aside for each candidate. When it's time for them to register to vote, okay, to register to run for that office, we take that money to help them, to finance them running for office, okay? We take that money and we spend it on advertisement. We send it on flyers. We spend it on whatever is needed for them to get into that office. And we back them as a block, and we get that person in. Then we can change situations locally for ourselves. You see how they're doing reparations now in some cities locally? The mayor can do that locally. We don't need federally. We don't need them federally. They've already chosen the president. They're not going to allow black folks to choose them. And if they do, it's not going to be somebody that's going to have our best interest at heart. Look at the choices we've had in the past. We had Obama, who did absolutely nothing for you. We had Joe Biden as his vice president and didn't do anything. And now he's going to tell you, well, I'm going to do this. We had Trump. He had 4 years to do something for black people and did nothing. Now he's going to tell you, oh, I'm going to do this for you if you put me back in office. Oh, my God, come on. Are we really going to be that stupid? You had 4 years, Trump, and did nothing for black people. Biden, you had 8 years of being vice president to Obama. If you were going to do something, you would have suggested, well, Obama, let's do so-and-so, so-and-so, because all you needed to do was suggest it, and Obama would have done it like a dummy, because you were the president and he was not. I'm just saying, we have to do better and stop thinking that white supremacy is going to save the day for us. White supremacy is not going to save the day for us, family. We have to save the day for ourselves. They're not going to do anything different than they did for last 8 years that we had Obama. We got nothing. The white folk got everything. And then they say, well, you want, just like Kamala Harris already said, I'm not going to do anything just for black people. But you did for the LGBT, LMNOP, right? You did for the immigrants, right? So now you're going to tell me that you can't do anything for black people. When Obama did something for the LGBT, right, the Indians, they get reparations, right? And what did black folk get? Absolutely nothing. He told us, oh, it don't work like that. But he gave it to the Indians, but he didn't give it to black people, his own. I'm just saying. So what, again, if Obama did nothing for you, but you think of Biden, who for the last 60, 40 years he's been in politics, I don't know how long, Andrew, now I'm just guessing, whatever. He's been in there forever. He's probably going to, he think he's going to die in office. But my thing is, he's had years. He was a Senate. He could have changed laws. Police brutality started on Obama's watch. Remember Trayvon Martin. Remember Michael Brown. Biden could have stopped it, and he didn't. He said he's going to bring in 11 million immigrants. Where are your jobs going to go, black family? If Biden brings in 11 million immigrants, where are your jobs going? For the ones that have no trade, for the ones that are working at McDonald's now, where are those jobs going? Those jobs are going toward the Mexicans, the immigrants that he's going to bring in this country, who's going to take the rest of your jobs. He's going to ship jobs out to China, which China, we should know better by shipping. We should know better by now with the Wuhan, you know, by shipping all our jobs out to China, because what happened? When China shut down, the world shut down, right? Because we sent everything to China. And that the only reason we did that was to stop black folks from being employed. So we ship it out. We don't have to give black folks jobs, right? Come on, y'all got to see the big picture here. Y'all stop thinking. Y'all got to look at the bigger picture and understand, let's bring those jobs back to America. Let's bring those jobs back. But you have to understand, Biden already told you he's not going to do anything. He's not going to defund the police. He's going to double down and give them more money. And Trump said the same thing. So black folks are saying, oh, I'm for Trump. You're an idiot, too, because Trump don't give a crap about you. Biden don't give a crap about anybody because they still are not putting anything on the table for black folks. So what are we voting for again? I'm just saying. I'm so tired of talking about that. I don't understand, and it bothers me every time I go on my Facebook page. I see some idiot. Oh, vote. Oh, my God. We voted for one of the two, lesser of the two evils. My ancestors asked me to vote. Fear mongering. You're an idiot. My ancestors did not die for me to vote for anybody. They would turn, if I was an ancestor and I would see who you guys are voting for and I would hear you guys say, well, my ancestors died for me to vote, I would get up and I would, let me tell y'all something. I did not die for you to vote for just anybody. I did not die for you to vote for a racist. I did not die for you to vote for a man that's not going to give you anything. I did not die for you to vote for people that don't give a crap about you. That's what I would tell you, and that's what our ancestors are telling us. They didn't die for you to vote for just anybody. Are you crazy? What's wrong with us? You act like Trump racism just came in with Trump. Are you crazy? What? Come on, you guys. Stop it with the nonsense. Racism has been here. It didn't just come with Trump. It's been here since you've been here. It's been here since forever. So when are we going to get our minds wrapped around us doing the better things that's going to be for us? Either we come together, group economics, and we do for self, or we get up out of here. We go back to Africa. That's our home. That's where we belong. And don't sit up there and tell me, I'm not going nowhere. I built this country. Let me tell you something. If they're going to kill you, you can stay here and possibly die. Are you crazy again? You built a country. This is not your country. You didn't come here voluntarily. They forced you. They kidnapped you. They took you from your country and brought you here and treated you like dogs. They beat you. They whipped you. They burned you. They hung you. They cut your babies out. They gave your babies and fed them to alligators. And you want to die for this country? Now you want to go to the service and serve a country that you couldn't even sit next to your wife. Person that you went to the service with, you couldn't even sit next to them on a stool in a restaurant, but you want to fight and go send your child to fight for a country that hates you? Yeah. Oh, Lord, I don't know. I just don't know. It just makes no sense. Make it make sense, please. Make it make sense. I'm telling you how we can get it together so that we can be free. At least come together and buy and spend and support and be there for each other. And I know I have some counselors here that can start up a counseling group, that can start counseling the traumas that we've gone through. I have friends that are counselors. I wish they would come together, the attorneys, come together and start putting together some civil lawsuits against America for the humanity that they've done, the inhumane treatment that they've treated, how they've treated black people. Come together, my civil rights attorneys, and come together as a group and bring America up on charges with the UK. We can do this. Why aren't we doing it? Come together, my therapist people, that you can start group therapy. You don't even have to do a one-on-one. You can do a group therapy. You can do it online now. Some of us have jobs that have EAT, and that will pay for our mental health. Start signing up. Get some treatment for traumas. We've been traumatized. We are in an abusive relationship with America, and we are fighting to stay with an abusive husband. That's what it feels like. It's like we're fighting to stay in an abusive country that has abused us and literally, systematically, and they've written laws just for us to keep us down, to hold us down, and we're not doing anything. We can come together, and we can get out of this rut, but it's going to take us doing it together. I just told you how. Group economics is the only way to do it. We can't do anything by ourselves, but we can come together, and we can do group economics. And we could do it together, and we could back each other. We could run for some of these offices, and we can vote for each other. And that's the only way. It's going to take somebody black with a heart for black folks. I'm not talking about a black face. I'm not talking about a black that look like us, like Kamala. She looks like us but hate black folks. You can look at her record and tell, but we're going to put her in office because she's a lesser of two evils. How the heck is the devil worse than Satan? Tell me that. You please help me out with that. How is the devil worse than Satan? Please help me out there. I don't understand. I'm not voting for the devil or Satan. I'm not going to vote for the lesser of two evils. I'm not doing it. You can do that, and you can cast your vote for the devil if you want to, or you can cast your vote for Satan. That makes no sense to me. Some people say, oh, we have good witches and bad witches. I say, okay, when they get mad, what do they do? What do they do? What do witches do when they get mad at you? They cast a spell, right? So are they really good witches? They do the same thing. As in the result, they do the same thing, right? Cast them to bail. So how are they good witches? I'm just saying. Answer the question. It's time for us to come back to the table. Let's get us some think tanks. Let's write down five things that's really the top of black folks' agenda. The NFAC has been talking about this. And I'm going to write here. If anybody on here that wants to join the NFAC, here's email. And it is the email, it's info@blacknfac.com. He has put out there to write a letter as far as five major things that we should concentrate in black America. Five major things that is so major that we need attention on right now, which is police brutality, right? How to build our wealth, group economics. I'm just saying, those are my first three right there, okay? Those are my first three. What are yours? Put in the comments. What is something that you want to be put on that list for us to even start to discuss? Because like I said, if we want to be free, it is going to take us. It's not going to take Trump. It's not going to take Biden. We can vote all freaking day. Let me ask you a question. If you vote this election, and if nothing changes, what are you going to do the next 4 years? You going to come back to the and do the same thing? Are we going to do the same thing? No. We come together now and we start running for those offices, we back up, and we have a black face that looks and acts and have a heart after the black folks. That's what we do, and we vote them into office. Come on, stay with me, you guys. Stay with me, family. I'm almost done. I'll be done in another 15 minutes. I didn't want to be on here all day. I'm trying to help us understand how do we pull ourselves up out of bootstraps when we have flip-flops on. This is the only way. We come together and we support each other. We come together and we love on each other. We come together and we grow together. We come up and we know that our ice is just as cold as theirs. I think Dr. Boyce Watkins talked about that today. Why do we think their ice is colder than ours? I think that was the topic. Their ice is the same ice. But we have to know that our ice is better than their ice. Our ice is our life-saving ice. Our ice is going to save our lives. Okay? We have to know how important our ice is. We have to know that if we don't come together now, we are going to be in trouble. Because when this new election comes, say like Biden does when he brings 11 million immigrants, you are not going to have any jobs. You need to start now, and I hope that you guys have taken this time to start developing and start thinking about your own business. What business can you do, not just here in America, but what business can you do in Africa? What business can you take to Africa and start your business here and there? You don't have to pull up and lose your citizenship because some countries in Africa will allow you to travel back and forth, and they're open right now. Some cities will allow you to travel back and forth. So if you, in fact, are a massage therapy, see what it's going to take for you to open up a resort. Group economics. See how much is it going to take. Say if you're a teacher, $5,000, $500 to get some land, $5,000 to build your school. I'm just saying, $5,000, group economics. You got five people that come up with $1,000. You come up with 10 people with $500. You put it toward that school. You make that school international, okay, and you charge a fee. You charge them a fee. Everybody can pay. Every child can pay $100 a week for education. We start educating our own, and we start changing the mindset of our babies. I'm just saying this is a great way, and I'm telling you, this is free information. I should be charging you guys for this. We have to do something to come together that's going to bring wealth to us. Just like I was talking about imports, exports from Africa into the Americas. We have somebody that'll go to Africa that can do the work on the ground there that we work, and then we have somebody in America that they can have contact with here in America. And we can have our products. We can buy our products for our store from that person that we sent to Africa and import, export from them. We can do that back and forth. Okay? We buy our products from Africa from one certain person, or maybe we have five different people that, like, agriculturally, okay, like our coconuts and mangoes and I think pineapples and bananas that they do in Africa. We can import-export from them. We can import-export, like, whatever else, cangos or whatever. Everything we need, we import-export from our contact in Africa. And we import-export here. And you open up a little group economic store, so we have our store here in America. And we can do that store from anywhere. And why not make it online, so that we can start selling goods to each other online? I'm just saying, we don't have to have a store per se. We can make orders. I can ship the orders, or we can do it online. You send me the money. I ordered from the African person. He shipped it to you. So I don't touch anything. This is the third person, okay? That's the three people. It's me and the person in Africa working together. You order from me. I order from him, and he ships it to you. That means I don't touch anything. I'm just trying to show us how we can do this without having products. How do we start with no money? You have $30? Shopify. You can open up a Shopify account, and you can list products. Like I said, we get a personal contact in Africa. We do have contacts. We do know people in Africa. Okay? We get contacts. And we have them import and export for us, and we order them from them, and they're shipping it over. I'm just saying. Welcome, welcome, Melanated. Welcome, 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 welcome. I am so glad that you came. We're only going to be here for about a few more minutes, but we're talking about how do we pull ourselves up. How do we pull ourselves up from the roots? with sandals. Okay, we got flip-flops. And they said we need to, you know, use our bootstraps to pull ourselves up, but they gave us flip-flops. So how are we pulling ourselves up? I was just trying to explain to them how to do it. Okay, we're talking about the Jews and how they did it. Okay, we have to come together and we have to support each other. If we don't support each other, you guys, we are not going to make it. Because like I said, if Biden wins, he is going to ship 11 million immigrants into this country, which is going to put you out of jobs. It's time for us to be out of their job fields anyway. It is time for us to support us. It's time for us to develop our own. It is time for us to own us. It is time for us to do group economics. I'm just saying. It is time for us to back each other. It is time for us. This is an age-old question, but guess what? We're trying to come up with some brainstorming right now in different ways, and I hope that you can repeat, you know, do the live over and play it again, and we kind of put some ideas out there. But my main thing is us supporting us. Everybody, we're not going to get everybody. We know that. We're not going to get the Daniel Camerons. We're not going to get the Candace Owens. We're not going to get the Coons. We're not going to get the sellouts. We already know that. If we left today, the Coons will stay here because they think the white folks is their friends, right? We know. We're not even including them. We are including when we're talking to black folk that is ready for change. We're talking to black folk. We even talked about having our own foundation that we can pull money to, send money to. Like remember how Marcus Garvey had a foundation, and we call it the Hebrew Israelites Helping Israelites or something. I'm just the HIHI or something like that. I'm just coming up with a name. But we put money toward that, and we have four or five people that's hooked in together, and nobody can touch the money but unless all six of them people sign. And you understand what I'm saying? But the money is meant for us to help people to go back to diaspora. The money will be meant for us to pay for travel, to pay for food, housing, clothing. This is what we want to do. This is what we need to do. Thank you for that. Thank you. But it's so time for us to do something. It's so time for us to come together and help us and love on each other. It is so time for group economics, and this is the only way that we can do it. And I believe that if we, the ones that want to do something like this, we come together and we brainstorm. What is the first five things that we need to do? And I was talking about InFact, and I gave out his information as far as this was something he was asking. What is the five things that we as black folk are mostly concerned with that we want to start looking at as a problem to solve it? Okay, he talks about that on his program. And I gave out his information, and you can rewind and get that information. But I was also trying to say, hey, we come up with, just like the Jews, they have what's called the HIAS, which is the Hebrew Immigrants Aid Society. Okay, and they formed that in 1881, and they used that the same way I was just saying. They use it for housing, clothing, transportation, food. They have, you know, and they get a lot of people to donate, okay, and they really help each other out. They'll come for outside entities to help them out. We look for outside. We look for racism. We look for racists to help us. We look for white supremacists to help us with welfare. We don't need them. We educate our own babies. We look to us for the help that we need. But that's not what we're doing. Yes, and I do believe that we can do this. I do believe that this is something that we should come together and do. And I wish that I could have enough people that we can get together and meet up, you know, even online, as maybe a Zoom, and say, hey, let's develop this and let's brainstorm on how we can put some things together. I am going to put my email address in the comments. And if you guys are interested in doing this, then let's do something like that. We can, you know, come together, we can meet on Zoom, and we can open up something, and we can put our names on, like, maybe it'll be six of us, okay? We put our names on it, and, you know, people want to give, and we'll help families get back to the diaspora, and we'll help us get back to the diaspora. We'll help maybe businesses. Say, for instance, you have a person that wants to start an online business. Why can't we give them $100 to start their online business? Because a lot of times it doesn't take a whole lot of money to start an online business because you're not going to touch the product, but we support that person. Say, for instance, if we have a person on here that's going to be selling clothing, African clothing, or we have a person on here that's going to sell. I've seen a 16-year-old in New York that just opened up her black beauty store. in New York. She's 16. I just saw that. Why can't we support her? This is what I'm saying. If we don't come together and do something now, we are going to be in trouble. Let me see. One of the leaders said they hate. Yes, that's true. I got to show that one. I got to show that one. That is crazy. That is so true. We don't have the wealth to make them suffer real consequences. You know what? We have enough of us together. I'm going to show that one. I'm going to see if I can show that one, what you just said. That was good. I don't know if I can do it or not. I don't know why. Can I show that? Is it going to show? It might show up there. I don't know. No, maybe. But, okay, this is what I'm saying. I do believe that we can help each other, and we can, I don't know why it didn't come up there. Did it show up there? Did it show? Oh, it did show, didn't it? It's not showing on my screen. Okay, that's what it is. Okay, it's showing now. But I do believe, I heard you said we don't have the wealth to make them suffer. Real consequences. Sure we do. Okay, let me, prime example. You remember when Kaepernick kneeled? And how we as black folk, what happened to Nike stock? Did you see what happened to Nike stock? What about Popeyes? Did you see how black folks, the stock of Popeyes went up when we supported Popeyes? So we do have enough wealth. We have enough wealth amongst us to make a difference in us, for us. We have enough wealth to make them, yes, we do. I'm going to have to disagree on that one. I do believe that we have enough wealth amongst us. So we take our monies from them and we support our own or support each other or support us right now, guess what? We don't hurt them financially. Christmas and cup is coming, right? We boycott Christmas. You don't spend a dime for Christmas. We don't spend money on Christmas toys. We spend money on stocks. We spend money on Bitcoin. We spend money on silver. This year, get your children silver. Go to Money Metal. I'm going to moneymetal.com. I'm going to put that in the comments. Go to Money Metal. .com. That's what it's called. And buy your kids silver. How about that? Can y'all do that for me? Let me put a phone number in there. 1-800-1865. That's what I want y'all to do. Let me go back in here. This is what I want y'all to do. I want you guys to go and purchase your silver for your kids for Christmas. How about that? Let's show them what we can do. I'm just saying, this is the phone number. Tell them my name. That's my name. Give them my name when you go into Money Metal. You buy a piece of silver. Silver is running us 24. It was $24 a week ago. I think it's back up to 26 or 27, but guess what? Eventually that silver is going to be worth $5,000. I'm just saying, you guys. You guys need to be invested in silver. I just gave you the number. Give my name. You get a free piece of silver when you order anything over $100. I'm just saying. Give them some silver for Christmas. How about that? I'm just saying. It's okay, get one doll and get your son one toy, a bike, or get him a train set or something, just one, and the rest in silver. And just tell him, son, this is your silver. You hold on to it, or grandma or mommy's going to hold on to it, so you can get your own business. And we're going to get your own business. Say, for instance, your son is an IT tech. We're going to get him his own company. Say, for instance, your son loves to work on trucks. We're going to get him his own company. I'm just saying, if we don't start somewhere, we're going to be in trouble. These white folks know about this. Pimpy Investors. I'm going to show you who else can contact. Lynette Zane, N-E-N-E-T, Zane, Z-A. Lynette Zane, I watch her all the time. I probably spelled her name wrong. And Pimpy Investments. I'm just putting people in the comments that I listen to that has helped me to get to where I am. Okay, these are the people, Pimpy Investments. Okay, these are the two people that I listen to. And probably listen to a little one, you know, a few others, but these are the main two people that I listen to. If you listen to them, you'll understand what I'm saying. You understand they are getting ready to bring us into a new economy, okay? They're getting ready to reset everything. And they're going to take you into digital. If they take you into digital, it is the worst thing ever they could do, because now you're going to be waiting on white folk, white supremacy to feed you. If they go into digital, if they tell you, okay, you have to take the vaccine. If you don't take the vaccine, we're going to put a freeze on your money. what you going to do? A lot of black folks are going to take their vaccine because they need to eat, right? This is where I hope you have been, and I think I'm going to do a show next week on showing you as far as the emergency stuff that I have, okay? I have the emergency kit. I have the oven. I have a radio. I have my coins. I have food. I have water. I am going to show you all of what I have as far as the emergency kit, and this is what we need to be doing. You need to get as much water as you can, family. And I keep harping on this because it's so important. You can get all these water, 50, the big gallons, 50 cents, 59 cents. Get 10 of those. I'm just saying, per pay. I'm just saying, take some money per pay and take $20 and just say, okay, I'm going to get water. I'm going to give me a few canned goods. I'm going to go to the dollar store. I'm going to go to Lilo's, and I'm going to get 50 cent cans, sardine cans. I'm going to get a pack of crackers. I'm going to get some chili. I'm going to get some soups. I'm going to just spend 38 cents for a can of food. Take extra $5 out of your paycheck every week. Every 2 weeks you get paid every 2 weeks, take $5 and buy extra food. Take $5, family. I cannot stress this enough because we are getting ready to, we are coming into some dangerous times. If you don't have food, if you don't have water, you are not going to make it. Take $5 and go to get your medicine. I take beetroot. I'm going to stock up on beetroot. Get some Advil, Band-Aid, Neosporin. I have a match. It's waterproof, okay? I have waterproof matches. I have a camper. I need a tent. I'm going to get me a tent. I have a water bag, a sleeping bag that's waterproof. It's like a thermal sleeping bag. Just say, for instance, you have to leave your house in emergency, okay, because people are coming to your house and they're trying to give you the vaccine and you need to hide in the woods for a couple of days. Okay, I got a sleeping bag. I'm just saying, this is stuff that's coming, and we have been talking about the end. We're talking about the end. We're talking about the new world order. This is a reset. Why do you think that they're taking coins out of the stores and say, oh, you have to use exact change? Oh, the money is dirty. The money has COVID on it. That's an excuse, family. Don't believe the hype. They are getting ready. They're going to use COVID as an excuse to take us into the new world order. And I know y'all saying, oh, my God, she is conspiracy theory. Listen to Pimpy. Listen to Lynette Zane. Those two people will help you to understand why I talk the way I talk. I am so appreciative of you guys tuning in. I know my time is up. I didn't want to be on here 2 and 3 hours. I hope you guys that's coming on after the show is over, I appreciate everybody that tuned in. I know you could have been somewhere else, but I do appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you. One more thing, you guys, practice your Second Amendment. Get you some bullets. I do have a couple places that I wrote down. I don't have it here of where I'm going to order some bullets from. But I will put it in the comments if I think about it. Because I know bullets, one place I went to is like $37, $38 or so. I don't know. My son went someplace and paid $17 for bullets, okay? So they're out there. You just have to search for them. But please, you would be crazy not to be practicing your Second Amendment. Get your passport, family. It's $150, $120, $100, I think, if you going to renew it. I think it's $100, but $150 if you don't have one. Get your passport. If you do your picture, it'll be like $110. But, family, we have to stop waiting for white folk, white supremacy to do for us. We have to stop waiting for white supremacy to do for us. I am so appreciative of everybody that tuned in. I want you guys to replay this. I want you guys to listen to my heart. If I'm sounding harsh, and I mean to, because I love me some black folk. I just know we're not going to get everybody, but I have to get the ones. This is my part. This is my job. This is my part that I can do. I have to get the ones that I can. And the ones that I can't, I'm okay. It's okay. I know I'm not going to get everybody, and I know everybody's not going to agree with me, which is fine. It's okay. But I appreciate everybody that tuned in. And I want you guys to have an amazing week. I want you guys to think about what I did, what I said. I want you guys to think about how you can participate in group economics. I want you guys to think about before you vote. I want you to think, why are you voting for who you're voting for? And if you're voting for a person, what are they going to do for you? Do not tell me that your ancestors died for you to vote. Your ancestors didn't die for you to vote. Don't tell me that you're voting for the lesser of two evils. That's not true. You can't vote for Satan or the devil because they're both evil. You have to do your research on the Democratic Party. You owe it to yourself to do your research. Family, with that said, have an amazing day, amazing week, and I love you. Peace, family. Take care of yourself and be safe. Blog Talk. Still talking to you guys, but I hope you understand, and I hope you understood what I was saying, and I hope that you're taking to heart what I said and how, you know, I hope you heard the love that I have for you in my heart. I love me some black folk, but I am so sick of seeing what I'm seeing. So this is why I spent so much time talking about how we can be free and telling you it's our job. We owe it to ourselves to be free. So what are we going to do to become free? I try to, you know, put stuff out there that's going to help us to grow and help us to get to where we need to be and how to change our mindset. I promise you, I don't try to be so harsh on you guys. I have so much love for my people. I just want us to be good. I want us to be good. I don't want us to be sitting up here and depending on trying to depend on white supremacy to save us, because they not. They don't care nothing about us, and we know it. I am not going to hold you guys. I appreciate everybody who tuned in. I want you guys to pass this show on, let people know that we're on every Thursday. I've been trying to do Tuesdays, but my schedule has not been allowing me to come on Tuesdays. But I am here every Thursday at 7 o'clock, and I do appreciate everybody that tuned in. I want you guys to practice the Second Amendment, get your water, get your silver for Christmas, get those Christmas presents of silver. And give them to your children so that you can help them to save to get their own businesses, okay? With that said, family, I am going to sign off, but I want you to hear this song. And this song is just, I love this song. But I appreciate everybody that's tuned in. It's going to tune in after the show. You guys have a great week, the rest of your week, and a super weekend. Peace, family.